a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Loggy, I want to know more about this Brownlow bad behaviour.
Okay, Lingy. So the Brownlow is tonight.
Yeah.
2023 version, but let's go back to 2004 maybe.
Oh, let's not.
When 19 this guy, years. Lingy, was in his prime. He's got long hair. He's got a suit on, right? And I must stress by saying, number one, Sam Newman, what a POS, right? But we're gonna, you know how we separate the music from the artist when they do bad stuff?
Yeah.
We're gonna separate street talk. From Sam Newman.
Hang on, which one? Which? Okay, sure.
So do you know what's coming? Do you know what's coming? Do you remember?
Yes, of course I remember this.
Back in the day, Street Talk, obviously a segment on the Footy Show.
Yes.
And then Sam would do it at the Brownlow, right?
At the Brownlow, at the end of the Brownlow.
At the end of the night. And I think we can all agree, even though it's canned now and you wouldn't kind of see it, pretty hilarious. So I was having a look through some old footage and I found a couple of little zingers. Here is Lingy with Jonathan Brown.
My old Falcons teammate, great mates for a long, long time together. Yeah. They should never have had the camera running when we were together.
Do you know how Lingy got his nickname, the pig? Because when he sweats it up, he looks like a big fat pig.
Your nickname is the pig.
Yeah.
Because when you sweat it up, you look like a big fat pink pig.
Yes, I heard it the first time.
Tom, well, Piggy and Loggy.
And we were
changing the banner right now.
We were lying on a couch in the Palladium sort of foyer there when that one was captured.
So Sam's interviewing Jonathan Brown. And Lee's just in the middle with a smile on his face, just like, yeah, sweet.
How many? No, we don't need to talk about that. No. But you would have had a couple of ales, I imagine, across the evening.
A couple of, I reckon
you
that
were
was
drinking responsibly.
I reckon that one was 2003-ish. Yeah.
Right.
I'm worried that you do have the 2004 one. Do you? Do you?
Let's find out. Is this 2004?
Oh, no.
Well, now you're going on Saturday. You wouldn't miss that.
No, I'm not going on Saturday. I'm going to Thailand to drink piss.
When I was doing the interview before,
it was
piss. No! What was Saturday? Was Saturday the grand final we were talking about?
Can I paint the picture of that one and defend myself a little bit?
Hang on, let's listen to it again.
No!
Well, now you're going on Saturday. You wouldn't miss that.
No, I'm not going on Saturday. I'm going to Thailand to drink piss.
When I was doing the interview before,
seen you have more than two beers.
Get my words out. Hang on, so we made the prelim final that year, lost to the Brisbane Lions, close one. That was our, so Brownlow's on a Monday, that was our Mad Monday.
Oh.
I started at 10 o'clock that morning.
Wow.
Silly boy.
Silly.
And I took my sister to the Brownlow that night.
Silly girl for going along
with you. Because no one else would go with you. Yeah. All the dates said
you saw what sort of condition I was in. No one would go with me.
Yeah.
And that was, 11 o'clock at night? That was a big day. That was a very, very large day. And we turned up to the Brownlow. And our table was front and centre, right there.
No.
And Bomber Thompson walked up to me, and because I was one of the favourites, but not really. I wasn't really a chance. I was maybe fifth or sixth favourite, whatever. And Bomber walked up to me, grabbed me by the arm, and it was that squeeze and hold of the arm. And it was, look where our table is. There's a chance you win it tonight. You better get yourself right. And I reckon I sobered up. Like that.
Yeah.
And then about halfway through the night, I realised I wasn't getting the votes needed, so I went back
and started up again.
And that was the end result.
Are they fun, the Brownlows? Or is it long and tedious?
Oh, they're fun when they're not like that one.
Yeah.
No, they're very, very long. I say no to them each year now.
Yeah.
Because it's just so much effort goes in to the start of the night, and the red carpet walks really nice. And Dodsy loves going along because gets hair and makeup and all that sort of stuff. And it's a nice night out. But then when you're sitting there at round 12 and it's like North Melbourne versus West Coast.
Yeah.
One vote. T. Lewis.
Hey, one.
North Melbourne. It's like, okay, let's get this thing hurried up a little bit. The after party gets fun.
The after party gets
very, very fun. Because
People rock up? Because I knew some single people back in the day that maybe used to frequent Crown at the night of the Brownlow. Just lurkers. Lurk around and just hope, dress up and then just hope you...
I would love to hear stories about the Brownlow after party, but we are out of time. We have to go and get 7:30 news.
I'm going to Thailand.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. So there's this video going viral on TikTok and people are a little bit upset about it. When you both proposed, just quickly, just give me a quick little rundown of how it went. Lingy?
Beach in lawn, just a little sort of rock area. We went for a walk. Oh. Down on one knee.
Do you have any Kenny G? Play some Kenny G.
No, I don't. You know I don't. You always ask for Kenny G. You know I don't have any.
There was no Kenny G playing. You, Tommy?
Daresford Lake, sunrise, frost on the ground sort of thing, end of August. Made her wait next to that rickety old jetty while I set up fairy lights.
Something.
And then went to the end of the jetty and sort of we stood there and watched the sun rise and then I dropped to one knee.
So you did drop a knee? Did you drop a knee?
Yep.
And did you have was it drop a knee, open box speech? Or was it like speech, open box? Like what was it? Do you remember?
Oh, I can't remember the exact combo. It was kind of probably opening the box at the same time as I was just spewing out some sort of words.
Mm. All right. There's this chick on TikTok called Courtney Ward, and she has uploaded the video of her getting proposed to. So they filmed it, right? And her partner is down on one knee. He opens the box and he's giving this really emotional speech to her. She just grabs the ring out of the box and starts putting on the ring.
Mm.
So she was just purely focused on the
on
ring.
The ring.
And so he's kind of giving this big, and he's just like, oh.
Did he actually get the question out?
He got the question out. The proposal video that's gone viral has no audio. It's just got music over the top of it, right? But he just kind of gets down on one knee, opens the box, and then he's going to say, hey, you know, you're the love of my life. And she just grabs the ring out and chucks it on.
Okay.
So that's kind of a bit, would you be a little bit offended? Like, he looks a little bit hurt. Like, he was like, oh, I've got this whole speech. She's made fun of it. She's like, oh, my God, check out my form. Oh, my God, I'm such an a-hole. Like, I've done this before. Okay.
Well, that makes up for it a little bit because I'd have a red flag waving if she was pretty happy with her reaction.
Well, she did say it was so beautiful I had to put it on there and then.
Mm.
Right? So would that have thrown a spanner in the works for you guys?
Well, I did my spiel beforehand. So I was like, and now that I've said what I want to say, will you marry me? Like, that just makes sense to me.
Nice.
Yeah, I would have been a little bit flat. Yeah. If the whole sort of moment was just ruined by just a grab.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bit grubby, isn't it? Yeah.
I don't know, because Jimmy came up to me on the beach. Remember I was wearing my big Bunnings hat and it was tied up to my neck because it was cold.
To your chin, hot.
And he's like, when I go for a swim, reckon you can hold on to this? And I was like, oh, my God. And then he couldn't get the box open. And then once the box was open, I was like, I didn't think it was real. I'm like, me? You don't want – do you want me? Me forever? What? Are you sure about this? Have you asked people about this? And he's like, Lauren, for God's sake, take the ring.
Changing my mind in 5, 4. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. Brad Johnson joining us in the studio, doing the jump for Prestige Jayco Geelong, your local Jayco dealer, open 7 days, Brownlow night tonight.
It's a big night, isn't it?
You going?
No. What would I be going?
Familiar refrain.
Yes, I was a very quick no as well.
No, the difference is, Jono gets asked, you've been asked not to return. I've gone back through some archival footage.
Don't play it for Jono.
Yes, please. What have you got?
So this is the thing. I've been scouring the internet. You know, it's the Brownlow. It's exciting. Look back at the past, you know.
What's trending?
And I used to do street talk after the Brownlow, right?
After.
And there's a difference between what I found for Lingy as opposed to what's out there for Jono.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? So let's just reminisce. We spoke about this earlier today. Jono, this is Lingy sitting on a couch with Jonathan Brown.
My old Falcons teammate.
In 2003.
Do you know how Lingy got his nickname, the pig? Because when he sweats it up, he looks like a big fat pig.
Oh my goodness. 20 years ago, Telly was wild. Yeah,
exactly. Sam Newman didn't know what to say. He didn't know where Jonathan Brown was going then, did he?
The year after, we go.
Back to back?
No, hang on. How about we go to Jono's and then we'll wrap it up with another Ling one? So this is the only thing I can find on the internet for you, Brad Johnson.
Being inducted into the AFL Hall of Fame is an amazing achievement.
To do with the
recognised by your peers and people that have been involved in the game for such a long period, you know, it's fantastic that that Jono's getting inducted.
You know, and that's the kind of calibre of human we're talking about.
Smitty.
You know what? That's the kind of calibre of human. Just amazing. None of this type of action.
Well, now you're going on Saturday. You wouldn't miss that.
No, I'm not
quit.
Going on Saturday. I'm going to Thailand to drink piss.
When I've been with you before,
and fight snakes, if the story is to be believed. Lingy, you are going quite pink.
Yes.
Pink.
You're embarrassing me in front of Jono.
This is awesome.
Right, there's literally brownie. Nothing awesome. Of Jono because, Jono, you've just
he's
maintained
to sneak in. And then just do my thing and get out of the out of the Brownlow. It was good, actually. The year Adam Cooney won it was amazing because when a teammate was right in the mix, it was great fun. And we had an awesome party after that.
Yeah.
But then other than that, it was just, if you knew none of your teammates were sort of in that window, it was a good night to be there. But overall, you know, if your teammates don't win it.
The Bulldogs might have something to celebrate tonight, though.
Wow,
have you got Bont winning it?
Well, I hope so, Fur, because Ella's got a song out on the Bont.
The Bont, yes, the Bont.
Which would be hilarious. You might still have it, Tommy, but it's and Sammy Hansen. So, no, I think it's going to be a tight vote count, only because Nick Dacos, I think, is leading at round 18, 19 with about 31, maybe 32 votes around that period there.
Yeah.
But then he gets injured against Hawthorn and doesn't vote that game and the last four won't. And then for the Bont, well, the Bulldogs lost to West Coast Hawthorn on the run home.
They did too, yeah.
And so the umpires are going to go bang. Even though the Bont was okay, the umpires are going to give those teams votes where they haven't had an opportunity really all year to give those players votes. I think they're going to utilise that opportunity.
So have you got Nick Dacos hanging on?
No, so I think Zach Butters from Port Adelaide will win the Brownlow. And they won 13 in a row and Butters was the best in that sort of period of time. Yeah, Connor Rosie had a good year as well. But overall, I think his last 4 weeks when Dacos isn't playing is where he could pinch the Brownlow medal. Nice. So I think Jack Sinclair from St Kilda will be right up amongst it as well. Had an awesome year, plenty of votes, as will Christian Petrarca. But I think it'll go Butters, then the Bont, and then probably Dacos or maybe Sinclair.
Oh, I like it. I've got Bont winning it.
You got? Yeah.
Really?
Yep. All just getting over the top of Dacos. And I've got Butters in third, I think.
Okay.
It was third or fourth. Yeah.
It's a shame for Nick Dacos getting injured and losing those opportunities to get the points.
He would have polled 40 votes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would have been enormous.
And, you know, twilight of his career too. I don't know if he's going to get another shot.
Well, you never know. He might get tagged every 16. Game of his life from next year on. This might have been his opportunity to take home Charlie.
That 6 years, $6 million contract he signed, I think that'll cheer him up a little bit. He'll be fine.
Yeah, because then he'll come out and be a free agent and get $2 million a year. So he'll be flying.
Yeah, if he doesn't win, he'll probably respond like this.
Well, now you're going on Saturday. You wouldn't miss that.
No, I'm going on Saturday. I'm going to Thailand to drink piss.
I love them. The little stutter in there.
To
drink piss.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Tommy, Loggy and I have been remarking about the vicious wound that you have just above your eyebrow.
I've only just stopped bleeding, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's really upsetting to see you this
week. I thought I'd have to get stitches.
Yeah, no. Maybe. Do you know what? I understand in the moment you would have been very upset
and scared. It's a deep cut. I was going to use a different word, but it's probably not appropriate for radio.
Probably not, yeah.
And I did that by myself, trying to look behind our change table in Goldie's bedroom, and the wardrobe is right next to it, has a standard sort of internal swing open door and a handle on it that is a vertical handle. And so as I've gone to kind of crouch down and look behind the change table, I've just brained myself on the handle of the wardrobe and literally bounced back off it, and blood was everywhere, and it was very dramatic, as you can imagine.
Yeah, self-inflicted injuries normally are that way. Let's go to Deanne from Torquay. Deanne, have you had a self-inflicted injury?
I've had so many, but I've got one good one.
Yeah.
We'd been for a night out and we caught a bus back home here in Torquay, and I got off the bus fine, and then maybe I stepped onto the gutter or I don't know. Anyway, I got a bit of vertigo and I fell and hit my face.
Oh.
And I thought, oh, it's okay, no one saw it because everyone else was still on the bus.
Yeah.
So I walked inside thinking I'd chipped my teeth the jaw, like major injuries, yeah. And I just had like a bit of a gash on my face.
Yeah.
And my pride was very hurt. Oh. And people on the bus did see it. They started messaging like, are you okay?
Oh, God,
So it was a party bus though, was it?
Like the surf coast, we'd been at the bowling club for a night out.
Definitely
and,
vertigo.
Yeah, so party bus would have.
Yeah, definitely vertigo. Yeah, that one.
Nothing else involved.
Nothing
no,
else,
good.
Yeah. It was dark. I don't know.
Similar injury to me though, so I sympathise. I feel your pain there.
We've got Taylor from Highton on the line. Taylor, have you hurt yourself?
I can't lie, I do it all the time. I'm like the biggest cluss ever. Like literally just last week, I was going down the steps at work. I just collapsed myself. I have the biggest bruises on my knees now.
Oh.
Literally, I just like, it's just little things every day. I always stub my toes, and I swear that's the worst.
Yes.
Like, the pain when you stub your toe is just like unbearable. You just want to rage at everything.
It's always like when you kick your bed, the leg of your bed, and you're like, it's been there for
years. The morning, when you do it in the morning as well.
Yeah. Yeah,
and you know you've only got yourself to blame.
Yeah,
there's no one else. You try and blame someone else.
Yeah,
but nah, it's all you.
Can't do it, Lee in Armstrong Creek. Have you got a self-inflicted injury?
I have. A few years ago, I was sitting on the edge of the bath, giving the little ones a tub, and one of the young fella grabbed the handheld shower head, and he's yanked on the hose, and it's come down and smacked me in the mouth.
Cracked your tooth.
Blood. And as, showers and that, sort of, your blood runs quite easy.
Yeah.
And it went everywhere in there screaming. I'm trying to hold my lip because my tooth went through it.
Oh, no.
All right, we're picking up. Try to yell to the missus to come grab him.
Yeah, help, help. Oh, my God. Somehow I don't feel like that's your fault, though, Lee. Yeah. I don't know. Counts as self-inflicted.
Tom, Lingy and Rocky. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.